वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। वर्किंग This would be good arrangement for mic that all can hear. All are hearing? Very good. How hearing?
Now, okay.
Okay.
You have to speak loud.
Hearing
no,
to practice.
You can sit near mic.
What I am telling. You are hearing for practice or for only hearing? I want that you should hear to practice. Not only to hear. Oh, hearing. So many yug went. But we are where? Oh, where we were. Then what? So I want that. We should hear to practice. By hearing, we should be very humble, giving honor to all, not making any problem for others. Very tolerance. Always remember Trinadapi Sunich. Always remember Mahaprabhu. Why he left Choto Haridas? Do you know why he left? Oh, any scent, fragrance of lust, oh, came in him. And what? For whole life, don't show your face. I never want to see your face. Yadi prane rakhte chao gaurange rasane, choto hari dasir katha thake janumane, if you want to have love and affection, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and you want his mercy, then what you should do? Always remember the past times with Choto Haridas. In negative and in positive, oh, always remember Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. How miracle. Always following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Once there were two brothers in ancient time in Indian Vedic culture. When they were very small boys. Their name was Shankh and Likhit. Perhaps you don't know this story. Shankh and Likhit. Shankh was elder and Likhit was younger. They were admitted in Gurukul, a very high class of devotee. And they were trained up till 25 aged years. And when they finished their studies, oh, they returned to their houses, but they never returned to their houses and not married. They made a bhajan kutir outside of the village or separate. Having so much love and affection in the two brothers, very qualified, especially very much qualified in, trained in behaviors, Indian culture, how to behave others, laws, regulations of Indian culture. One day, Likhit, younger brother, wanted to take darshan of his elder brother. And he went to his bhajan kuti. Very simple. Hurt. But garden was so beautiful in which he was. And river washing boy. Very beautiful, charming bhajan kuti. Sattvika. You know sattvik?
Goodness.
Sattvik. Where? Oh, all purity will come itself, automatically. There will be no any bad remembrance or anything. Oh, heart will be purified there. He had made such a atmosphere here. When Likhit entered the
garden.
And he did pranam to his brother and entered. He saw that how very beautiful flowers were there. Beli, chameli, jui. Oh, he saw a champa pushpa, very fragrant, or yellowish. And anyhow, he could not check his greed and he took one flower. And he smelled. But next moment, after taking and smelling, oh, he became very worried. Why I did so? I'm guilty of theft. I never asked my brother for this flower. So anything taken by not taking permission of the owner, and if anyone takes it, it may be very
minute,
insignificant, but we should not do. He knew all the rules and regulations, and he became very worried. Taking this flower, he went to his brother and did sashtang pranam to him and began to weep loudly. His brother, why you are weeping? He wanted to embrace him, but now he was thinking that I am guilty. Oh, brother, oh, I've done something wrong. I've done some theft. I've stolen away something without in your notice. So I want that first you should purify me, and then I will be your brother. Otherwise I will be like guilty. I'm not feeling pureness. So please give me danda,
punishment,
and purify me. What have you done, brother? Oh, when I entered here in your garden, very beautiful, everywhere so many flowers. I could not check my heart. And without your permission, I take this flower. I plucked and I
smell it.
For my sense gratification or what?
Yes.
Enjoyment
I took. So I've done wrong. Please
punish
me. He told that, oh, he began to smile and kept his hand on his soldiers and told, oh, this is nothing. Nothing. If I can punish, I can also
excuse.
So I am excusing you. Nothing. Please come and we will talk. And then, oh, he was still weeping. No, brother, I want that you should punish. Here no need of excusing. By excusing sometimes, no pureness. And that is why government everywhere had made jail and punishment. In ancient times, they used to take, if you are stealing in, or it will be cut.
Arabian country still there.
Still some in Muslim countries, or they have ruled life. And very good. That should be cut. so that they should not be like Indians, or here, or anywhere. They should always remember. So he was requesting and requesting. He was telling so many times that I have excused you, I have excused, but he was not. Oh, I must be pure. I should be adarsh for this, ideal for this. Then anyhow, when he requested again and again for punishment, then he told that, oh, by what hand you have taken it? Or it should be cut. And he cut his hand from here, right hand. And left hand also, but because both have. And then, now he was happy. But blood was coming so much. And after that, a treatment was done. And no end, but he became okay. After some time, he returned to his bhajan kutya and began to do bhajan. After some time, he came to his elder brother again and wanted to do pranam by hands.
Sashtang pranam,
you know?
Full prostration.
Oh. Both should be, our head should be on earth. Or this should be on earth.
Nose
also. And two feet, knees, all should touch
floor.
And he wanted, but no hands. Now he became worried. Oh, I could not do pranam. And at once his brother came and sprinkled some water. Oh, your hands should come. Why you are worried? And at once hands came. And then he embraced. So, in India, oh, very strict. And he has written to Smriti. Like Manu has written Manu Smriti.
Shankar.
You know?
Who has written Shankar Likhi?
Shankar and Likhi, two Smritis are among 18 Smritis. All the rules, regulations. In India, Manu Smriti, Jagalbalk Smriti, Shankar Likhi.
Harit.
Oh, there are prominent and government, British government took it. Or Ramchandra and other Yudhishthira Maharaj, they followed all these things. And that is why all used to fear. And that is why now nothing is there. We can take easily anything without any permission. We don't fear making so much. So first Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Rupa Goswami, you should make some rules and regulations that devotees can chant and remember. And they should not quarrel each other, not making any problems. What is that? What is that? Upadeshamritam. This is the rule and regulation and smriti for Vaishnavas. If any Vaishnava is not following, oh, really he is not Vaishnava. He may be sannyasi, he may be brahmachari, he may be banprasthi, he may be anyone, high class of devotee, not following rules and regulation. Oh, given by Srila Rupa Goswami, he has begun from here. What? Bako vega, manasa krodha vegam, jiva vegam, udaro upasta vegam, etan vegan sarvam api mam prati. If anyone is strictly following, or first this instructions of Rupa Goswami, I see that there will be no problem at all. His life will be so high. So first, if you want to be initiated, if you want to be a high class of devotees, first follow this. Bako Begum. What is Bako Begum? Can you tell anyone? What is Bakuvel? To control. To control. Or this tan. Having no bone. Oh. Very swatantra.
Independent.
Independent. Or she can go up.
Down.
Down. This that, side. That this part. Side. That side. Anywhere she can turn. Oh, this is the reason for great battle of Mahabharata
and Ramayana
also. Oh, Draupadi missed something. He never tells like this. But once he slipped and told Father Duryodhan, oh, you are blind. Your father was blind.
Like father, like son.
Like son.
Blind father, blind son.
And what Sita did, mistake. To Lakshman he told, oh, you have come like a spy with me. You are a spy of Bharat and Kaikeyi. And you want that Ram should be killed. And you will be with me. And not so. Beware. I will die, but I will not change my husband. Sita tolerated how much? You know? Draupadi tolerated how much? But even some
small
cause can. And she could not control, she told. And it was right, but not right. For Draupadi it was right. But for Sita it was not right. Sita told Lakshman, you have come like a spy. And you want that Ram should be killed and you will be lust with me? I cannot control. I'll give my life in fire. So many teachings are these. So we are very careful for ten. Don't tell anything which makes any devotees or anyone opposite are angry. Never. But if they are doing something wrong, what something? Or they are abusing, or they are doing something against some offenses to any Vaishnava, Guru, Krishna, Mahaprabhu, Bhakti, then we should try to cut their tongue. To stop their tongues, not cutting, you cannot perhaps. Hanuman can, but all are not Hanuman. So you should trust to follow this. Also, tongue has another some activities. Oh, this is crooked, no bone, nothing. Oh, she has wish to test, oh, so many things. Always testful things. Jiva. So try to control, like whom? Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Once, he wanted to take something, salt for any dry chapati. He get that chapati dry in water. And when it was?
Became soft.
Soft. Then he wanted some salt to give it. And then at once he turned. Oh, you are now want salt. And after that you will want
sweet
ghee. And so many things. Oh, I am giving you. Oh, at once I will give you very good preparation and you will be happy. And then he took off some
neem leaves
and he rubbed it and he gave. Oh, you should take. How beautiful, how sweet. Like this. So we should be like that. If you are coming towards Krishna, oh, you will have to be very strong like Rupa Raghunath, Ganga Mata Thakurani, Jandava Thakurani. Though they were ladies, but they were guru of all community, Vaishnava community. But you should try to follow this thing. Bako Begam Manasaha. If this is not in control, then you will quarrel to all, making problems for you and others. And what remembering? Manasaha? Always that thing.
Problems.
Oh, he is very wicked. Oh, I am very good. I should control him. I should finish him. I should do this, that, always. Oh, remembering this. And what became? Oh, Krishna went from your mind. What to do? Govinda Damo Dharmadhaveti. Always Krishna, Radhe, Radhe, Mahaprabhu. Always the glory of Nityananda Prabhu will come. Oh, the glories of our Guru Parampara will come and we will remind. And how to advance? Oh, I am a very wretched person. I have no Krishna Bhakti. Repenting always, oh, this will go away. And what thinking? How to control this person? How to do this darshan? Only for this tongue. So you should try to tongue. Vako Begam Manasaha. And if always mind here and there in worldly things. Man na rangayo rangai yogi kapda in Hindi. Anyone is telling, oh, why you took? Why you are not coloring your mind? In what? Oh, I have a very good, powerful color. And that is what? Anurag. Love and affection. I am giving you. You should try to color your mind. Like what? Gopis. Everywhere. First looking, seeing, here and there, always reminding Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna is merciful. And then he will make all involvement, how?
Favorable,
all. It is in the hands of Krishna. Very quickly he can do. But we have no faith. Oh, we want to control. P. Prahlad Maharaj, Haridas Thakur. He never wanted to control his father. Prahlad Maharaj, he wanted?
No.
Never. And he was thinking that, oh, Krishna is in my head. He will support, nourish, and he will share me. But nowadays, anything, oh, from what?
Small, very small.
Very small thing. Oh, mosquito comes, eh? Then we want to search where is my atom bomb. And we want to use atom
bomb. Kill the mosquito.
No harm, I will die, my family will die, all my villagers will die, no harm, but I will use atom
bomb. Kill that mosquito.
This is the problem. Don't do this. Try to control your mind and or turn. Then automatically you will be angry.
If you
cannot control this turn, this mind, what will be?
Anger bound to come.
Oh, not only anger. So many things. So many things will come. And with Manasa, Krodh Begam, Krodh will espoil you. So many problems it will create. You will be that time, your mind will be upset. What to do, what to not do. This entangles will go away forever. Krodha esha, kama esha, rajogun samudbhava. We read Gita always, but don't follow. We hear classes, we hear Gurudev, but never follows. Gurudev wants, if he is really Guru, that the devotee should, the disciple should follow him. Follow him. If all the devotees of Swamiji has followed him, no problem. Not to return home, not to be grihastha, not to be anything. All Bhakti Vedanta, all had been Bhakti Vedanta. I try always to follow him. Always. I remember. And then Krodha Vegam, again Jihva Vegam, for next I have told.
First.
A belly is always
stomach.
And so many problems will come. And new test it wants. Very big problem. Very big problem. It may be some disease of stomach. And you cannot tolerate lust. This is the biggest. You'll be mad like dogs. So we should try to follow all these things. Krodha vegam, jiva vegam, udar upastha vegam. And then you see, everywhere the environment is favorable to you. All are favorable. If any good, delicious thing comes, Mahaprabhu, give it to Sautama. Give it to this, to that. Never takes. And you have to maintain his something, lafra and other things. So no problem. Mahaprabhu was with so many devotees. Like thousands, always in Puri. But he was very strict. Very strict. He never went to Maharaj
Prataparudra.
Never. And how he is strict? Sometimes he used to go to Alalnath. I don't want to be here. If you are all telling that, I should meet Prataparudra. Even Nityananda Prabhu, Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda. But he was not. So we should try. We are beginning from here. If you are here with me, try to follow me. How I behave, how I do bhajan, how I don't waste a moment time. I'm giving my whole time for you. But if you will not follow, then what will be? You will not advance. Then I will not be happy. So you should follow. Very humble. Giving respect to all. Tolerating so much. Ladies should be. They should follow Indian Vedic culture. Not for a mosquito came and husband did like that. And that. And they should also, husband should honor their wives in equal way. Like Sadharmani. This is the big problem in Western countries. Very big problem. So, we should follow the first shloka in beginning and be high class of devotee. It will solve so much all these things, and then you will have so much time to chant, remember and doing so. And then your remembrance, no?
Disturbance.
These are also told by Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur. We are chanting, remembering, but not mind clear. What? When we chant, all other worldly things coming, what will the fruit of this chanting? Even not namabhas. It comes in the category of namaparad, like this. Knowing if you are doing something like that, this is namaparad. Unwillingly you are doing, this is namabhas. So try to be like that. Gaur Premananda. In evening, what you have kept time?
Five o'clock.
From 5 to 7. He is smiling more sweet.
More sweet is his mother.